Hello, Polytopians. Thanks for tuning in to Polytopian Times. I'm your host, Sam, and today I'm joined by eSpark. Thank you, eSpark, for joining us today.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thanks. This is fun.
Yeah, this one's going to be really cool. So, folks, we're in for a fun special episode, the first of our eSparks Essentials series. And today, we're going to be talking about when to buy tech. So, without further ado, eSpark, I'm going to let you take it away.
I'm just going to say I love that eSparks Essentials. I'm a big fan of anything alliteration. So you got me with both of them, starting with the letter E. I love that.
Perfect. Yeah, I want to make sure we have that right sort of ring to it.
But this is the number one thing that I tell new players. I just had a new player in the official Polymain Discord the other day.
Yeah.
They popped in and they were like, I love this game so much, but I just can't beat the bot. And they were doing domination, and they clearly were very new, right?
Yeah.
And I said, okay, the number one thing is don't buy a tech unless you need it. And then they played for a while, and then they came back and they said, oh, thank you so much. Like, that changed everything. They were able to win. I'm like, okay.
Oh, geez. It makes sense, I guess. Yeah, I kind of do that myself. I've been thinking about it in, like, some of my later games when playing with my buddy. I've been buying techs a little bit sooner, trying to play an easier game with some of my friends who haven't played in a while. And, you know, what happens is I'm not thinking about it, and I'm not being aggressive with it. I just keep buying techs, and I, like, wind up in it's like the aggro hole, but like the tech hole almost.
The tech hole. So the number one thing I want to start with, there's so much to Polytopia, right? So much. But I want to talk today about when to buy a tech. It sounds very simple, like, oh, you buy a tech before you capture a village. But no, there is more to it than that.
I suppose there's a decent bit more. I mean, oh, everybody sort of thinks high level, right? You know, it's like, I don't know, the big thing with the game is just the core mechanic they write down for you. It's just these cities correlate to tech cost, right?
Right. So I think that's most obvious. Even very new players to the game know that your tech costs increase with the more cities you have. Like, that's really basic. And so most people understand, oh, I got to buy a tech before I get to city. But you have to compare the costs and the benefits, and you have to think, can I use that tech? Because if you get a tech and you can't use it, then anyway, so we'll kind of go through, I guess, some scenarios. But that's my number one thing, is don't get a tech unless you can use it, and use it right after you buy it, not like five turns later, right?
Yeah. No, don't blow all of your stars at the start of a turn after you get 10 stars from a ruin on, like, smithing, if you don't even have, like, forges up. Mines.
And the other thing is, you know, even if you can afford a tech, you know, so let's say a tech costs 5 stars, and it allows you to, you know, maybe upgrade a city and get a workshop. If you don't have 9 stars to buy the tech and get the workshop, don't get the tech. You're better off just waiting and holding on to those stars, because you want to keep your options open.
Right. Yeah, it's better to wait to the next turn at the very least, right? See what the situation's like. I mean, it's going to cost the same. You'll have the same amount of stars either way.
Exactly. You're going to spend the same amount of stars, but every now and then something changes, an opponent shows up, and you're like, oh, crap, I wish I hadn't spent those stars, right?
Right. Yeah, the riders out of the mist will have you regret that farm purchase you did before you could actually lay one down to level up your city.
Yeah, exactly. But the other thing is the classic, right? So don't buy a tech. Usually wait to buy a tech until right before you capture a village. That's kind of what they call the opportune moment, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and I think that's it's kind of that moment that just drives people like with the FOMO sort of thing into the aggro hole, I find, or the tech hole rather.
Yeah, and sometimes, you should always pause, right? Before you get the village, pause and think, okay, should I get a tech now? This is the time. Is it going to be worth it for me? And sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I could get roads now. I can afford it. But then I think, but I can't use the roads. Like, even if I got the tech and I built some, I don't have any units that can really take advantage of it. So no, I'm not going to do it. I can't. But that's the moment to pause and think, should I get a tech? Is it worth it?
Right. And I mean, military matters a lot. I don't know. What do you think is more important? Economics or military when it comes to your thought in this sort of magic moment? I always sort of lean economic.
It just depends.
Yeah, everything is situational, right?
I mean, I've seen players play like Umaji and not get any tech and just churn out riders and they win. It's like, how did they do that? But it can work. So there are strategies where you just don't even bother with tech.
I mean, that's true. That's true, especially in those right sort of starting circumstances. I'd presume those players like to play on small size maps.
Right, exactly. Or if you start really close to your opponent.
Yep. Yeah. And then you can just sort of make do by an early aggro push. But I guess the key counter is you do that wrong, you do wind up so deep in the aggro hole, you might not get back out.
Yeah, but I've seen, again, with like Umaji or Cymante, you can just churn out those riders or, hexapods, and
Right.
you don't need the tech. It's not worth it. You just overrun your opponent with all those units.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of that opportune thing. I can really see the hexapods doing that too. Once you got like that one core shaman boosting in the early game, those are some solid early mid game plays where it never even gets to like real mid game gameplay. It just stays in the early game and ends.
Yeah, and that's why, again, if you don't need a tech, if you're not going to use it, maybe you don't get it. Maybe you get it later. Maybe it's better to just turn out a whole bunch of units and boost them.
True that, yeah. And for the big chunk of the game, all you really need are warriors and riders.
Yep. The other thing I think about with getting tech is delaying capture. Do you do that very often when you sit on a village
You
and then you're like, wait, I'm not going to get this village now. I'm going to wait so I can.
know, oh, sorry. Yeah, I know. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Yeah, I do, but mostly with Aquarian, and we all know why.
Oh, right. Because Aquarian's economy is terrible. The other one I do it with usually is more often is Illyrian. The
That makes
last
sense.
few team games I played with Illyrian, we did the math, and very often we get forestry as the first tech with Illyrian, but you don't have enough. You need 6 stars to get forestry, right?
Right.
And almost always in the games I play, when you reach that first village, you don't have 6 stars because you've usually got Tempolytars, right? So you buy two
Yeah.
Politars, you poly push, and then you
Yeah,
don't have the stars to buy forestry. So very often in that scenario, you delay, you don't get that first village because you really want to get forestry, because that's the only chance. If you don't get
right.
forestry, then it's going to be out of your price range and you'll just, won't be able to catch up.
No, that's a good point. Perfect time to start ruin hunting instead, right?
Yeah, or sometimes again, you just sit on the village, you wait a turn. I mean, it goes against all your instincts. You're like, I want that village. But sometimes you do the math and you're like, okay, you just gotta wait. Don't get the village. Get the tech next turn and then get the village.
Oh yeah. It's you got to time it out, right?
But yeah, Aquarian is another good example of that.
No, they're miserable. You don't start with a tech, but I mean the other kicker is you have like miserable. I guess the resources are better since that one balance patch.
No, they're still awful.
Yeah, Yeah, good. That makes me feel a little less bad. I'm in a three-way game right now with Titan and Mars against it's just me, Aragorn, Titan, and Foe in
Nice.
this straight flat run.
Nice. So who's playing Aquarian there?
Oh, I'm the Aquarian person, and I've got Titan playing as Cymante, but as support in the back lines, and then Aragorn and Foe both have an equal amount of frontline contact with me. I don't have any water to use, mind you, so it's all dry lands, and I have to lay down roads that pay for that first
Oh,
try.
wow.
Yep. Aragorn is playing Bardur to the north, and Foe is playing Illyrian to the south. They're on a team too. I have no expansion opportunity. I'm down to just the three cities I managed to get. Titan's got the three cities, and we've got Ryley to the north as Polaris. So that's also just starting to split Titan's attention. So I'm just trying to hold back. But both Aragorn and Foe got catapults on the same turn. So right now I've got I'm just trying to hold on. I really want tridents, but they're expensive and they're hard to get to, and
That sounds so imbalanced. You go, you're Aquarian, and you're up against Cymante, Illyrian, Bardur, and Polaris? What were you thinking?
No, it's okay. Thankfully, the Cymante is on my team. If I
Oh.
didn't have Titan there with his hexapods, I would be dead a while ago. Yeah. So I'm really hoping we can hold through. The problem is, poor Mars is on the other side of the map playing as our Illyrian player, surrounded, but we're really hoping he doesn't get wiped out, and then maybe he can lessen the pressure. But it's a time, and I've really had some moments where I had to think, do I need this tech? But
With Aquarian, yeah, you really got to think about it and think, should I wait? Oh, I need that tech, or I don't, and I'm just going to go for tridents. You know, I mean,
well, I mean, that's probably the only tech you're thinking about whether or not you need right now.
yeah, that and roads. On dry lands, you need roads.
Oh, 1,000%. It's so bad. And of course, with Aquarian, you never get two of the same resource in your starting village. Why would you?
Nope. It's like IMO. Yep.
Yep. All right. Enough sorrow.
Well,
what's another reason? Here we go. Here.
so the last point that I think about is, and this is more complicated, is you really have to do the math. And sometimes it is worth it to get a tech before capturing, even if you can't use the tech yet. Sometimes it's because maybe you're going to do double capture. You're taking two villages in a turn, and you're like, if I don't get that tech, I'm never going to catch up. Or if it's situational, like I'm playing a water world map. Oh God, I don't know. Don't ask
Well,
me why.
yeah,
No,
I was
I'm in
gonna say.
Ladder League, and the we each ban a map, and so we got stuck. I'm playing two water world maps. But in that case, it's like, there's nothing to do. I have to get sailing. So sometimes you do the math and you're like, okay, I just have to get this tech. I have a buddy or several people on my team,
Yeah.
Impala Champions, Arctic Wolves. They have spreadsheets where they like do A/B testing to map out, like, if I get this tech on this turn and then I do it on this turn, and then they figure out what path is smarter.
Oh, yeah, see exactly what chain of stars they need to have income-wise as they grow.
Yeah. Have you seen people do the type of like ca calculations, like AB?
Mentally, I don't know, but I mean, I know half the people on our server are kind of crazy enough to throw together a whole bunch of spreadsheets about this, but I mean, in my personal games, I can't speak for the other people I've played with in the junior leagues. I don't know if they have or not. Maybe Estrella has, maybe, or Mucus. Personally, though, mostly just mental calculation, like you sort of know in the back of your head roughly how it's going to work out, and that's how I do all my games.
Yeah, I usually don't whip out the spreadsheet, but I do know that if you want to take it to that next level, and I know a lot of pro players, especially for really serious games like season games, they will go like A, B, and C. Like, if I get it to a tech on this turn and then get a workshop and then do this, or if I delay getting the tech and they map out, two, three, four different plans, and then they play out the scenario, and then they realize, okay, no, I do need to get the tech now because it'll save me one star in four turns. I'm like, what?
It's but you do the math and you get there. You're not wrong though. You're not wrong though. That's kind of the thing to pull out. And I mean, at the end of the day, eSparks Essentials, these are kind of our the podcast next tier tips and tricks, as far as gameplay goes. So we do want people to be thinking in that regard, because
Yeah.
hopefully you can take this advice and start playing in the junior leagues.
Yeah. So yeah, number one thing is don't get a tech unless you can use it. And I mean use it like immediately. Always try to think about what tech to get before capturing a village. And then of course there's the exception is figure it out what makes sense in the long run. Sometimes you do want to get a tech if you're not going to use it, if it's worth it, over the span of several turns.
Right. No, it's I think that's three good key points to keep in mind for really any player, old or new. Those are kind of the big things to keep gelling through. Not to restate it too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess that kind of wraps up this convo.
Yeah, not too detailed, just kind of general, and we can look at different parts of the game and strategies and ways to approach it next time.
Definitely. You know what? There's nothing wrong with some bite-sized information. I'm sure some of you listeners out there may have fallen asleep once or twice during some of those longer episodes. So,
Wait, do you want to talk about your lore book?
oh yeah. We mentioned it before. So. That about wraps up the episode. Let's hop and talk about this lore book here. This is. Well, it's all the podcast lore from every single tribe finally put into one single place. I've already gotten a nice ebook version, so it's got an EPUB and a PDF version. We want to share those on the Discord at some point. Just going through some final reviews because Lord knows I have plenty of typos I need to fix. And then, well, we were hoping the wonderful Tan11Pan would be able to volunteer and produce some of his fantastic fan art for our cover. And
Ooh,
yeah.
yes.
Chapter illustrations, right? Why not? Yeah. And then, yeah, we're gonna try and put it out for free on the server, and I'm looking into some other distribution methods that would be 100% free as well. But I need to look into them more first to make sure that's actually the case, because I don't want to pull the trigger a bit too fast, but it is coming, and it's pretty much there. We're talking two-thirds of the way.
Cool. I love the idea of getting illustrations for it. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I really was hoping to take it to the next level. I want to give Tan a place to showcase his work too, and I mean, yeah, it'd be kind of dull without. I mean, it's not terrible, but I can't profess that I'm a graphic designer by any means.
And there's so many great artists in the Polytopia community. I mean, I don't know if you want to open it
Oh,
up to
yeah.
other people besides Tan, but there's so many cool artists.
A lot, actually, and that's a good point. We've got a lot of great folks in the community. Just thinking of I think it was Pixel or Clive. I think it was Pixel that made our fantastic fan made logo, by the way, that nice black poly one. Yeah, that was fan made. That was fantastic. And then Tan went ahead and added a little GIF animation for it. So I've been popping that on some YouTube videos and stuff at the end. And well, it's on the Discord
Cool.
now.
Cool.
But yeah, that's a good idea. Open up some folks. Well, that's my plugs. Do you have any plugs in Spark?
The only plug I have is we're starting a new tournament in Poly Champions. It's called Apocalypse. It's
Oh.
a 1v3 tournament. Teams are squads of three players, and each player takes a turn being the solo, we call that the survivor, versus three, we call those the zombies. And the way it works is, yeah, each player takes a turn playing as a solo, and then each squad of three plays three other players trying to defeat the solo. And the team that advances are the solos who survive the apocalypse the longest. Or if you manage to be the solo survivor and you defeat all of the zombies, then that gets you also advancing to the next round. So the rules are in Poly Champions. Novas are welcome to join in. You don't have to be on a team,
Oh,
but
nice.
that's the event that we're starting soon.
Yeah, you hear that, folks? You should go check it out if you're in the leagues, definitely. And I mean, if you're a Nova, perfect time to go and pop in, get a game or two with a couple of folks. Counts as a team game, right?
Sure
So yeah,
does.
there you go. That perfect opportunity. And I guess that wraps up our plugs, and well, that probably wraps up the show. It's been a pleasure having you on, eSpark.
Yeah, thanks as always for having me.
Of course. And well, folks, until next time, we'll see you.